Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
The president met with Governor Cuomo at the White House to talk about reopening, and as Glenn Schuck reports, the governor says they put all the political stuff aside. Glenn?
Governor Cuomo says the main goals for his meeting with the president was to stress how important he feels it's going to be to accelerate projects like the new Penn Station and the Hudson River tunnels and get people back to work this summer while ridership is still down.
If he gives us the green light, this is not going to be years of discussion. I have a shovel in the trunk of my car. We'll start this afternoon, right? It was a good discussion. He understood what we were talking about, understood what we need.
Now, this as the city is staring at a $9 billion deficit. Mayor de Blasio says the feds must bail us out. As the city continues to expand testing for COVID-19, there are now 180 locations. And those testing positive, well, those numbers keep falling.
Staying under that 15% threshold is what we want to see. We are at 8% today, and that is so good to see. Every day we're in single digits.
So as Long Island is now partially reopened, New York City still inching closer, but not quite there yet. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
Some good news from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy regarding new cases in his state.
We are now well past the peak.
And he says all the other key metrics are trending the right way.
New and total hospitalizations, the numbers in our ICUs and on ventilators have all shown tremendous progress and improvement over the past month.
Putting New Jersey closer, he says, to phase two of reopening, but he's not giving a date for that yet. 15 Republicans in the state Senate have sent Murphy a letter asking him to lay out how he's deciding which restrictions to lift and which to keep in place. Meantime, potentially hundreds of businesses in New Jersey may not be waiting for Governor Murphy's permission to reopen, as John Montone reports from New Jersey this morning. John?
To business or go bust, says Jack Panico, the North Jersey salon owner, tells 1010 Winds they need to hear from the governor.
He has to give an answer. He has to give us a date. People are at the end of their rope. They have to open or they can't survive.
Murphy's mantra has been, data determines dates.
Yep, open us up. Okay, there you go. Okay, we're ready. The data says it. We're here. We're good. We're ready to go.
Well, Panico claims up to 10,000 small businesses across the state will open on June 1st. In fact, some are already reopened. And West Caldwell jeweler Michael Corbo says the curve has been flattened. And so he tells me his bottom line is,
I'm going to lose my business if I can't get back to business.
John Montone, 1010 Winds, in New Jersey.
Well, the owner of some tanning salons on Staten Island says he will be reopening today, even though he is not on the essential list. Bobby Catone of the Sunbelievable Salons believes he can safely reopen with precautions, and he is planning to do so today at 11 o'clock. The New York Post blew the whistle on some stores in Borough Park that weren't following coronavirus rules. Customers were crowding in and not wearing masks. City Hall sent in the sheriff's office to deal with the problem. But the New York Post reports just hours later, at least four of the stores were open again, operating exactly as before with crowds of maskless people. One of these stores, Toys for You, was able to reopen by getting into the bike repair business. Owner Joseph Itzkowitz telling the Post, "We're a bike shop. A bike shop is allowed to be open. We're not looking for a fight with the city. At least let us be open. We have to make a living." But a spokeswoman at City Hall says this behavior is absolutely unacceptable and we will be taking further enforcement action. Authorities are counting on the public in part to help enforce social distance rules, and police in Connecticut say a woman there thought she would do her part while she was shopping at the Big Y store in Newtown. They've instituted a one-way aisle policy there, and the woman who was walking down the aisle in the right direction spotted a young man who was walking down the aisle in the wrong direction. She yelled at him to turn around, and when he didn't, police say, she took off her mask and spat in his face. The woman was arrested and charged with second-degree breach of the peace, which potentially carries a sentence of 6 months in jail. Police have finally caught up with Peter Manfredonia, wanted for two murders in Connecticut. He was caught in Hagerstown, Maryland, after a six-day search involving the FBI.
We know that this suspect will face justice. This is important for the victims' families. They all have been notified of the arrest. They were notified immediately after he was taken into custody.
Christine Jeltema of the Connecticut State Police says Manfredonia could face federal charges as well as state charges. He's accused of using a machete to kill 62-year-old Ted Demers in Willington and seriously wounding another man there. Police say he then traveled 70 miles to Derby, Connecticut, and shot his high school friend Nicholas Isley, killing him and kidnapping his girlfriend, who was later found unharmed. Manfredonia, age 23, from Newtown, was an honors engineering student at the University of Connecticut. His family says he has a history of depression, but not violence. Four people were lying on the grass in Riverside Park last evening. Around 91st Street, they were enjoying the nice weather when a tree fell on them.
All of a sudden, I saw the tree in slow motion fall, and it was like the worst sounding bang, like a thunder. It sounded like a gunshot. It was very scary.
A witness talked to NBC4, three women, one man taken to St. Luke's. Police say their injuries were not life-threatening. The Parks Department is looking into when that tree was last inspected. Cops have a sketch of a man who groped a child in Central Park on Monday, although it's not clear how helpful the sketch will be in apprehending the groper, since like pretty much everybody else these days, he was wearing a mask. They say he walked up behind a 9-year-old girl and grabbed her buttocks and then ran away. This happened around East 75th Street. We'll put the sketch up along with some other descriptive information at 1010winds.com. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.